Good morning, everyone. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about applying some of the things that have been talked about earlier to actually targeting and outreach to Hispanic Latinos. So, just to get started, I have no financial relationships to disclose. An outline of the presentation, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Hispanic Latino population, the cancer burden among Hispanic Latinos living in the United States, an overview of LiveStrong, our Hispanic Latino Spanish language resources, and also our outreach program, and also our lessons learned through this work. So just to let you know, the Hispanic Latino population is growing. It is now the largest minority population living within the United States and will soon become the majority population. This is just a graphic of showing how the population has grown over the past few years. And the population between 2010 and 2013 is expected to grow 12.8%. So language preference among Hispanic Latinos, 39% of Hispanic Latinos need information in Spanish, but up to 81% of the Hispanic Latino population respect organizations who conduct outreach and education in Hispanic in Spanish. However, there's a connection between the 39% of Hispanic Latinos who need the information in Spanish and the 54% who use that information because they're living in both worlds. They're speaking English with their in their everyday lives with their friends and colleagues. However, at home, they may only speak Spanish with their family members. So there's also a misperception that Hispanic Latinos don't use the internet, and however, that's not the case at all. 61% have said that when they need information, the internet is the first place they go, and that 29% use the internet as a way for to socialize and to meet people. Relationships are also extremely important within the Hispanic Latino community, and so they also use social networks like Facebook as a way to connect with their family members either and their friends either domestically or back in other countries as well. But they also, if they're using the internet at least once a week, they're more likely to respond to an email advertisement and click on an internet ad, and this is much larger than the general population. They also browse the internet more oftentimes on their cell phone, and they are over-indexing on usage of text messaging, picture taking, downloading of music, and watching movies all on their cell phones. So within the Hispanic Latino populations, cancer is the second leading cause of death. 1 in 2 Hispanic men and 1 in 3 Hispanic women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. And also, this is really interesting, Latino cancer cases are expected to rise 142% by 2030. And this is the largest growth of cancer within any population living in the United States. So currently there are 12 million cancer survivors living within the United States, and this number will grow to 20 million by 2020. And 68% of those are expected to live with at least 5 years after diagnosis. However, Latinos tend to be poor, less educated, have less access to insurance, and lower survival rates for most cancers. And this oftentimes reflects access to timely, high-quality cancer treatment. So within the Hispanic Latino population, around 470,000 individuals are cancer survivors in the United States, and that there's also a misperception that cancer cannot be cured, so there's a lot of fatalism within the Hispanic Latino population. So just in summary, Hispanic Latinos are younger, have less access to a computer at home, are over-indexing on mobile technologies, respond to online marketing and advertising, have lower cancer survival rates, will soon become the largest, well, they are the largest minority population, and often believe that cancer cannot be cured. So at LiveStrong, just for those of you who may not be familiar, we were founded in 1997 by champion cyclist Lance Armstrong. At the foundation, we take aim at the gap between what is known and what is done, and our mission is to inspire people who are affected by cancer and then empower them to take action in the global fight against cancer. Due to the increasing Hispanic Latino population living within the United States, and with that, the increasing cancer incidence and mortality rate, Livestrong saw a need for a growing need for cancer information in Spanish, and to also make sure that information is both culturally and linguistically appropriate. So to do this, we created a multitude of information and resources in Spanish targeting the Hispanic Latino population. We created information available online in both print that is in Spanish and is culturally appropriate. And the information is available on livestrong.org Espanol, and there's also free access to printed materials as well there. We implemented a national outreach campaign, and we've also trained over 500 promotores using the Livestrong Cancer Survivorship Training Program for promotores. So our website in Spanish includes 26 Spanish language survivor stories. These are videos that we have also on our general population, our .org site. However, when we started moving in the direction of creating a Spanish site, we have a panel of experts that we tend to go to for all of our questions and to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. And they strongly suggested that we create Spanish stories interviewing individuals and speaking in Spanish about their personal cancer experience. This really helps to reduce the stigma associated with cancer, to let people know that there are resources and support that they can access, and also to let them know that that cancer can be cured and that they can live beyond their cancer diagnosis. There's also educational content on the 32 most common post-treatment concerns of Hispanic Latinos. We did a needs assessment looking at what currently existed in Spanish and what was the gap in information, so that we at the foundation weren't recreating what already exists. However, we wanted to provide access to information in Spanish that wasn't available. And we do link to a lot of information that is available in Spanish from the National Cancer Institute's Spanish website. We also have the printed information. We have a Cancer Survivors Health Journal that's available in English and Spanish, and brochures as well. We have online access to our Livestrong navigation services. These are our navigation program. Individuals can either go online and complete an online intake form, accessing information and one-on-one direct support, or they can call a direct number and get support dealing with any concerns or questions that they may have about cancer. Starting sometime this month, we'll actually be opening an in-person navigation center at our headquarters in Austin. So this is a new way for us to provide those navigation services in person to cancer survivors living in the Austin area. We have 6 webisodes. These are set up like telenovelas. They're short 5-minute videos about cancer, and they provide information and support in a format that is engaging, and they also include a call to action. There are 3 audio podcasts on different topics. One, for instance, is cancer clinical trials. We did archive radio call-in shows, and I'll talk a little bit more about those in a second. And our 9 radio advertisements are posted as well. We have an electronic greeting card that someone can go online and send a message in Spanish that encourages them, that provides support and inspiration, but it also provides connection to resources that can support them throughout their cancer experience. We have access to social networking sites, Livestrong at School, which is a curriculum available for classrooms, and it's available in Spanish. Some lessons are available in Spanish as well. And also we have a relationship with Lorena Rojas, who is a Livestrong Global Envoy member, and she is a telenovela actress who is from Mexico, who is a breast cancer survivor, and she has, as part of her work with Livestrong, she is speaking to the Hispanic Latino population on behalf of the foundation, educating them on our resources and also trying to change that stigma associated with cancer. So to promote all of these resources and materials, we've done multiple campaigns, and what you'll see is the difference between our 2008 and 2009 campaign. Our 2008 campaign was our first outreach directly to Spanish-speaking cancer survivors nationally, and we focused primarily on radio outreach. We created 8 radio ads that focus on different topics that are most common within the Hispanic Latino population. And within each of those 60-second radio ads, there's a call to action encouraging them to access support through Livestrong, either over the phone or through our website. We also produced 5 live radio call-in shows, and these aired in the cities listed there, and this provided an opportunity for us to invite a panel of experts to be in the radio studio to offer support and information about cancer to a live radio audience. And then in 2009, we tried something a little different. We offered the same radio outreach, however, we added online outreach. We created banner ads, 2 banner ads, one targeting caregivers and another targeting cancer survivors. We did outreach through Twitter and Facebook. And here you'll see the results of the campaign. You'll notice that there was a significant increase in traffic to our website when you complement the outreach with online outreach. We also saw an increase in the total page views, the amount of time that individuals or the average page views that they saw, the number of unique visitors and repeat visitors to our website. These are some examples of some of the tweets that went out. You'll see that Lorena posted some tweets about encouraging her followers to contact LiveStrong, and then also just some other Sanjay Gupta tweeted as well. These are a couple examples of a widget that we created in English and Spanish, and there are over 200 downloads to the widget. This is something that individuals can download and put on their websites, their blogs, and there's a rotating message that changes each week, and it encourages individuals to, has an inspirational message that encourages them to take action. So within this time frame, there were over 12,000 unique views to this widget, just due to the placement and downloads of it. So our lessons learned, online outreach is an extremely cost-effective way to reach Hispanic Latinos. One thing that we did do, which has been extremely successful, was an ad on Facebook. We paid per click-through, and it's about $3,000 for a month, and it is became within that time frame the number one driver of traffic to our website. We've also seen that while our outreach through online and radio has been successful, there's after the campaign end, the momentum from those campaigns hasn't been sustained. And then also it's important to incorporate bilingual staff to make sure that there's an open and maintaining dialogue with the Spanish-speaking audience. So our next steps, rather than doing a blanket approach to outreach to Hispanic Latinos across the United States, we are taking results from an environmental scan that we did last year and prioritizing our outreach in 7 communities across the United States. Within these 7 communities, we also have LiveStrong Promotoras who are trained and are working with us to promote and do outreach on behalf of LiveStrong and their communities through health fairs, through their conversations with cancer survivors, and also through their daily visits to cancer centers. We're also, early next year, we're going to launch a market research study in these 7 communities looking at the health-seeking behaviors of Hispanic Latinos, where they turn to for cancer-related information. Are there trusted leaders and community-based organizations in these communities that we need to be aware of? And then from that, also looking at what are successful media outlets that we need to start targeting, realizing that your outreach campaign is going to be very targeted and segmented. It's going to be different in what it would look like in Miami versus in the Lower Rio Grande Valley of Texas. So we may have different campaigns that we are implementing. However, we want to have a consistent message across all the campaigns, you know, educating them on LiveStrong and who we are and access to resources. And then also through the market research study, those individuals and organizations that we identify, we're going to start building relationships with them to identify ways that we can work together to serve the Hispanic Latino population. I just want to acknowledge my colleagues who I've worked closely with on this work, and then also funding support from the CDC.